In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The 32nd chapter of the book of Exodus tells us that when Moses was up on the mountain receiving the law from the Lord, the people of Israel made a golden calf for themselves. And Aaron said that the golden calf was their God, and all of the people bowed down and worshipped the calf. Well, not surprisingly, the Lord was angered by this. So the Lord said to Moses, "I have seen how stubborn and rebellious these people are. Now leave me alone so my fierce anger can blaze against them and I will destroy them. Then I will make of you, Moses, a great nation." Moses in turn responded to the Lord, "Why are you so angry with your own people that you brought up from the land of Egypt with such great power and such a strong hand? Why let the Egyptians say, 'Their God rescued them with an evil intention of slaughtering them in the mountains and wiping them from the face of the earth'? Turn away your fierce anger." And so the Lord did not destroy the people. Instead, he continued to lead them for 40 years through the desert until at last they crossed into the promised land. Now, you might well be asking, what on earth does this story have to do with All Saints? I'm glad you asked. In his letter to the Ephesians, St. Paul wrote, "Because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance and makes everything work according to his plan. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were the first to trust in Christ, would bring praise and glory to God. And now you Gentiles, who have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you, and when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. This Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did so that we would praise and glorify him." Notice that Paul wrote that the Jewish people, who were the first to trust in Christ, received an inheritance in order that they would bring praise and glory to God. He went on to say that the Gentiles received this inheritance so that we too would bring praise and glory to God. When Moses interceded for the people of Israel in the desert, he said that if the Lord destroyed the people, the Egyptians would assume that the Lord had brought them out of Egypt with the intent of destroying them. If, on the other hand, the Lord guided the people safely to the promised land, then everyone who heard about it would know that the Lord was the God who could and would save his people. If the Lord gives those of us who have trusted in Jesus an eternal inheritance, if he is able to lead us through the wilderness of sin and death to eternal life, then all of creation will know that the Lord is the God who can and will save his people. All of creation will look at that and see that the Lord is faithful. And all of creation will give praise and glory to the Lord because of his love and his faithfulness and his power. In other words, the destiny of the saints is a revelation of the Lord's power to save those whom he has promised to save. And for that reason, he will receive praise and glory. Our place with the saints will bring praise and glory to the Lord. One of the characteristics of fallen human nature is that we like to put ourselves at the center of everything. We like to think that the Lord chose us to receive an inheritance with Christ because of something that we've done. We like to think that the Lord chose us because we're such great people. The promise of eternal life, however, doesn't say something about us so much as it says something about the faithfulness of the Lord. We were promised an inheritance for His glory, not for ours. So how can we have the assurance of this promised inheritance? How can we know that the Lord has destined us for eternal life with His saints? Well, first, we've been given the Holy Spirit. Paul wrote that the Holy Spirit is the pledge of our inheritance. When you make an offer to purchase on a house, you usually include a check with that offer. That check is part of the purchase price. This earnest money, this deposit, is a signal that you're promising to go through with the purchase. It signals your intent to purchase the property. It's your pledge to follow through on the transaction. The Holy Spirit is kind of like that earnest money. It's the pledge from the Lord that He intends to give us the inheritance with Jesus in the resurrection of the dead. And we can be sure that the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit because we've put our faith in Christ. In his first letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul wrote, "No one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." That means if you have put your faith in Jesus, then you can be assured that you have the Holy Spirit. And if you have the Holy Spirit, you can be assured that God intends to give you an inheritance with all the saints. We also know that we've been given the Holy Spirit because it is the Spirit that brings to our lives a sense of conviction of our sins that begins to transform our lives so that we more and more reflect the glory of Christ. When you do something wrong and you feel a genuine remorse for it, not just shame that you got caught, but a genuine desire to change, that's the Holy Spirit at work within you. The Holy Spirit begins to bring transformation to our lives. It's impossible for us to experience transformation without the power of the Holy Spirit. So we know that we have an eternal inheritance with Jesus Christ because we've been given the Holy Spirit. But how can we know that God is able to give us that inheritance? Here, St. Paul points us to the resurrection of Jesus. He wrote, "I pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in Him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms." The resurrection and exaltation of Jesus gives us the assurance that the Lord not only has the desire, but also has the power to redeem us, to put an end to death. The Holy Spirit who has been given to us is the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And because of this, we can have the assurance that the Lord will bring us to eternal life as well. So why is it so important for us to understand all of this? What difference does it make in the way that we live here and now? Well, when we understand the power and faithfulness of the Lord, we can live with hope. And that's something that the world desperately needs. The power of God, which raised Jesus from the dead, is at work in and through His saints, and will eventually make all of creation new. The earth was not created for destruction. Humans were not created for death. Rather, we were destined to have an eternal inheritance in the presence of the Lord with all of his saints. When we understand the power of God for those who believe in Christ, we might then look back to Moses on the mountain. And rather than looking at the world through the eyes of condemnation, rather than acting in ways that bring more destruction to the world, we can stand beside Moses and pray for the world. We can pray that the Lord will show his great faithfulness and power by bringing his justice and peace and transformation to this world. Rather than throwing up our hands in hopelessness, we can remember that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead is active in and through his church, in and through his saints, to bring a blessing to the world. And you know, a strange thing happens when we begin to pray like Moses prayed. The Lord empowers his people to act in concert with those prayers. And all of this is part of the reason that we celebrate All Saints. We don't celebrate All Saints simply because there have been some great men and women who are good examples to follow. We celebrate All Saints because it is a sign of the Lord's faithfulness in bringing new life to the world. It is a reminder of the promise of Christ that he will make all things new. It is a sign of our promised redemption as God's own power, as God's own people, as through his mighty power, he promises to give us an eternal inheritance, and all of that to his praise and glory. I share this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.